Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, X-rays don't show demons, already in progress.
Yes, we have a box of Psalms 91 cards up here, and if anybody does need any, you're going to pass those out to people. We have some. We want people to... this thing is really getting to be out of control. That's usually the way, that's the way Jesus does things, isn't it? Things are out of control. It looks that way, but it's really not. You know, he's in control, and it is amazing. You know, like Dave was talking about that young man, that missionary from Vietnam. You know, you don't know what the world looks like until you've been there. But unfortunately, or fortunately, or whatever, I was one of the very first teams of men that went into Vietnam. You know, so it's amazing, you know, what we saw and the things we saw and the people that got killed and all the stuff that happened. I lost several of my friends, my good buddies that I went over there with. They got killed. Several of them did. But I realize, you know, today as I look, everybody's going to get killed somewhere. You know, everybody's going to die. So don't plan on living forever in this flesh, on this body, because you ain't going to do it. You know, you're going to live a while and then you're going to die. And Dave said he wants to try to make it to 500. Well, praise the Lord. If he gets there, that's great. So I don't know. I don't see that. I don't. In fact, I'm nearly not sure I want to go to 500, you know. So anyway, I'm having lots of fun the way it is. And I love seeing things happen. And I love seeing the Lord do things. And I realize he's in total charge. And he does something that's so unique. You know, we fight against ourselves. You know, it's just like this young lady that we've been having this conversation with almost every day. She is so wicked and so mean that even God can't save her. So you know what she thinks about herself, right? Wow, she's in sad shape. So anyway, since I know that the God of this world has blinded her mind, and we've gone over those things before, of course, I prayed the prayer of faith for her. I kicked the devil out, commanded him to go away. And sometimes the devil tries to hang on a little while, but he knows once we speak in faith, he has to go.
Right. Sure does.
It just ain't no two ways about it. He has to go. You know, I mean, we're going to see that in the scripture today in 2 Timothy, but, you know, he has to go. And it's when he is sitting there waiting for you to give up. So, and all it takes is just for you to doubt just a little bit, and he's the winner. So you got to stand in faith, knowing beyond a shadow of doubt that the Word of God is true and that it'll work for you. So I want us, I know that we fight against ourselves. I mean, I was raised up in a church, a Christian church, a Baptist church, all those years of my life. And there was a verse in that scripture, in those scriptures, that when I would read it, I would just read right over it because it was too wild to possibly be true. I mean, there was a whole lot of them like that in there, but, you know, this one was so far out that I don't know why Jesus would have put it in there. He must have made a mistake because that's what I thought. But I want us to put John 20:23 in the King James Bible on the board, and I want us to look at this and meditate on this for a second. And I want you to see what this scripture says. John 20:23. Now then, my question before you, you probably already read it, but I want to ask you this question. If I asked you the question, just like how many of you believe that you have the power to forgive sin? You know what nearly everybody will tell you? No, I do not have that. They don't know this verse, see? So when I said, how many of y'all, a whole bunch of y'all throwed your hand right up, you know the answer. You know you have the answer because you know what the scripture says. But just think, how many people does not know that? I mean, I can remember the very first Sunday I taught this verse in Dallas, over at our church in Dallas. I had almost nobody make a statement. Nothing. I taught on this verse, and we read it, and we read over it. And what does it say? Kim, what does that verse say?
Whosoever sins.
Whosoever?
Whosoever sins.
That who would whosoever include?
That's all of us. That's
any, but whosoever sins you?
Remit.
Yes. They might be forgiven.
No, that's not what it says.
It doesn't say that, does it? So if I were to ask you the question, just like yesterday at the healing school, I asked this question. I said, how many of you believe that you, can, as a Christian, can have a demon? And many people that are Christians say, oh, that's impossible. Impossible. No Christian could possibly have a demon. Now, let's just be truthful right here and let's think about this a second. How many of you have been in a church that got into the... got into the scripture deep enough to even talk about demons, because most churches don't talk about demons, do we? No, we don't talk about it. We have no idea what they are, who they are, what they do. We just know that we come to a little section here in the Bible, starting with Matthew, and through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we learn a lot about demons. And even in the book of Acts, you know, we get into demons, and let's kind of get through that part, or at least the part where the demons are, in a hurry, because I don't want to talk about demons. Well, that's our problem. That's our problem. Demons are our problem. And Jesus came and showed us these things, and so whenever I ask the question, how many of you believe that you, as a Christian, can have a demon? Almost nobody holds up their hand. No, I can't have a demon. In fact, we had several pastors here yesterday, and I talked to several of them, and some of them, they don't believe that you can have a demon. You know, it's impossible. You're a born-again, spirit-filled Christian. You cannot have a demon. And I've asked that to seminary professors, and I've had the privilege to speak at some of the seminaries in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and unfortunately, most of them, if you ask them, do you believe you can have a demon? Absolutely not. Absolutely, it's impossible for me to have a demon. Well, my second question to them is, how many of you believe that if you have a demon, that it comes from God your Father? God your Father would give you, now you've lost your ever-loving mind, Thurman. Now, this was something before, but to think that God, the Father, the loving God, which would never do anything bad to me, would give me a demon to torment me?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, you've got to have lost your mind. But if you really study the word in detail, I had one man yesterday that told me, he said, and he cried the whole time I talked to him. He said, you have been given great revelation from this book. How many of you know I have been given great revelation from this book? How many of you know God can do anything he wants to do?
Yes.
Now he's given that great revelation to you, isn't he, Mike?
Amen.
You're getting a hold of it. So you're beginning to understand. But I'm so grateful that God gave me this revelation, because a few years ago, I will tell you, I've said this before here, that my wife was watching some Christian talk show or something one morning while she was fixing breakfast. And this guy that was talking said, you know, demons are our problems. And demons is what makes us sick. And even as a Christian, you can have a demon. And I just told her, turn that thing off. He's lost his mind. Now, isn't that something? Now then I'm teaching it. You turn him off, he's lost his mind. But when it comes to this scripture right here, back to John 20:23, let's go back to John 20:23, and I can tell you for sure that the Sunday that I spoke on this and talked about this, I didn't have anybody say a word. I didn't have very many people come up for prayer. But the next Sunday, I had several of them come up and say, Pastor, we went and talked to our pastor that where we go to church after we left here last Saturday or last Sunday, and we asked him that question you ask us, can we forgive sin? And he said, absolutely not. Who do you think you are, God? Who are you? That's a big one. Who are you? Are you sons and daughters of the Most High God?
Absolutely.
Are you really, do you really, really believe that Jesus Christ lives in you?
Absolutely.
Do you really, really believe that you're a new creature in Christ?
Yes.
And he's paid the price for all your sickness and all your sins, and you are a new creature in Christ. You really believe that?
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Then when I look at you, who do I see?
Jesus.
I see Jesus. It doesn't make any difference who it is. Whether I'm looking at Betty or Kim or Cheryl or Nate, or when I look at y'all and y'all have been washed in the blood, I'm looking at Jesus.
Yes.
We are sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
We are children of God.
Yes.
In fact, let me put it in a way that makes you kind of cringe. On this earth, we are God. Because who lives in us? Jesus Christ lives right here, does he not?
Yes.
Does he live in you?
Yes.
So when I look at you, who do I see?
Jesus.
Jesus, absolutely. Yes. You know, people will say, oh, well, you know, that's kind of a misprint there. That's not really what that means. Why do they do that? Because they know themselves.
Yes.
And they know how bad we are. You might come to church and say, oh, I'm the sweetest wife there ever was, but you just asked the husband where you just left, and he said, that girl won't do nothing I ask her to do. You see what I mean? So she knows that, and she knows she's not going to submit. So when you say, you're Jesus, she say, no, no, that's a misprint. I'm not Jesus. Is that kind of the way we look at it? But according to that scripture, John 20:23, whose sins does that say you can forgive?
Anyone.
Isn't that something? Whosoever sins, you forgive. So if you have somebody that you're going to pray for, now then let's go to Psalm 103, and let's look at Psalm 103 and let's see what that says. Let's go there for a minute, and then we'll come back to John 20:23. Look at this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now see there again, even under the old covenant, he's talking about God being in you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. All that is within me, because who's in me?
Jesus.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, X-Rays Don't Show Demons, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.